where Fairfield comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. Let's go to the phones, 203-333-9422. George from Bridgeport, hi, welcome. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Yes, good morning, Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
One question that I have, maybe you can correct me. It isn't true that on January 6th, a few days before, the president requested Nancy Pelosi to activate the National Guard, and she did ignore it?
No, that's not true.
That's not true?
No, it's not true.
Okay, so I got my info.
Yeah, that's not true. Yeah, that's never been true. Okay. In fact, it's very interesting, George, that you bring that up, because there's been a lot of, is that the word, misinformation? There's been a lot of wrong information out there trying to blame Nancy Pelosi for the events that transpired. I'm not, believe me, calling her a perfect person in any stretch of the form. She's not a perfect person at all. But she had nothing to do with the National Guard calling or not. She was never asked to call the National Guard. She said that from the beginning. The only person who was asked to call the National Guard who didn't do it was President Trump himself. And then Vice President Pence, in fact, is the one who called the National Guard.
Okay, I'm glad that you gave me the right information. The other issue that I call you is a different topic.
Sure, go ahead.
Lisa, it is possible that me as a local, we enjoy your show. We from Bridgeport. It is possible that you be able to bring Bridgeport City official with an open line one sometime during the week
I would love to. You know, it's interesting. Are you which Bridgeport official specifically? Would you like us to have on?
I would say safety, police, and public works.
Safety,
division.
Police, and public works. Melissa's listening right now, my producer, Melissa Chessman. We will try and get whoever you want on. Absolutely.
I would say traffic division.
Traffic division. Okay.
Yes. The city of Bridgeport is hard to tell if it is a city or it is a warehouse. Do you see 18-wheeler trucks park every single corner?
Mm.
And nobody do anything about it.
Good point.
My consultation through what I'm talking about. Anyway, she said that it's no regulation that prohibit them from doing it. Anyway, I live in the North End, and this past weekend, an individual parked his 18-wheel truck in front of my house. So after the third day, I called the police. So they came at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they tagged him with $150. So yes, have the rules. The only thing is they don't have the personnel. They don't have the power to execute the rules, but you know, the image of the city of Bridgeport is going down fast, and it's whole issue. Sometimes you want to make a right turn, left turn, and you cannot see it because the trucks block your view.
And it's dangerous. I agree with you. It's dangerous. Uh-huh. It's unsightly. It's wrong. You know, George, let me just tell you what's going on with Bridgeport. It's a very interesting city. The mayor has a very tight rein on the people who work for the city and talking to the press. It is well known that nobody who works for the city can speak on the radio unless they get the okay from Mayor Ganim. Now, I would hope and assume that Mayor Ganim would have no problem having these people on to talk about public safety and traffic, but I just want you to know we will make the ask. We will make the ask.
Well, you know what? Mayor Ganim made his campaigns on transparency. So I think he should remember that promise.
Well, all I'm letting you know is that I appreciate you asking to get some people on the air that you want to hear from directly, and we will do our best.
Thank you, Lisa. You have a good day.
Thank you, George. We will do our best on that. 203-333-9422. And speaking of things like misinformation, I did want to talk about this anyway. Because, do we have Jim Messina calling in right now? I think we do. Hold on. We may be chatting with Jim Messina right now. He might be in the backwoods of Tennessee someplace, but we're going to hear some of his fabulous music and chat with him. Andrew spent a little bit too much time at the Dave Matthews concert on Saturday night, and so I can barely hear him today. He is suffering. He is suffering from concert-induced laryngitis. But I think we're going to be speaking with Jim Messina in just a moment. 203-333-9422 in case you want to call and ask him a question. I bet he'd love to hear from you. Here we go. Let's play a little music first.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll.
The old folks. One of the great, great duos who produced 8 hit albums. Jim Messina of the Fame Loggins and Messina Duo, who is an outrageously talented guitarist and has had a solo act and concert for many years now, returns to the Lisa Wexler Show. Jim, I think it's your third appearance here, maybe your fourth, but we're on a different station. Hello and welcome.
Good morning. How's everybody there?
We're great. You're going to be coming into town on Thursday. You're coming to a really cool theater, by the way.
Oh, really good. Cool. Yeah. Have they remodeled it or is it?
They've remodeled it. And what's cool about it is it used to be the downtown movie theater of Fairfield, of the town of Fairfield. And it had this little cute neon marquee, you'll see. And it's right in the middle of downtown in a town that's very Americana. Looks like you can make a movie there, maybe a Hallmark movie. And it's very charming. And the town, the movie theater failed, and then it failed again. It kept failing. And now Sacred Heart University has re-envisioned it and reimagined it as a live theater. So, you know, you're one of the first people to come under that circumstance. You're going to have a great time.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is that that's happening around the country. They're buying out the 20th Century Fox theaters, you know, in Texas, the old movie theaters, turning them into really live performance theaters, and they are all fantastic. The great thing, the community comes together and gets it and fixes it up, and then it has more sense of home as opposed to just a corporate entity, if you know
what
I mean.
That's right. This is very much a community-loving thing. And plus, you know, on the way in and on the way out, you can stroll and you can get a sandwich or an ice cream cone. You can walk around the town. You're very much in the center of things. You're going to have a good time.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. So, Jim Messina, how have you been? I haven't chatted with you in about 3 or 4 years. How did you do through COVID? How are you?
You know what? I fared very well, and I'm by God's graces and the fact that I'm a type O negative, I think, helped me from getting, a bad outbreak. I think I have had it. I've had the tests, you know, where they have the proteins, and it shows that I have high levels of that. But been very lucky, you know, and all our family's been great, so we're blessed in that sense.
Well, are you still, when you're doing your solo shows, I know you've produced and written a lot of your own music. Do you do a lot of the music that you made famous with Kenny Loggins?
Well, you know what I've done, and I'm going to be making some changes in 2023, but I start off with acoustic stuff that Kenny and I did, you know, songs like Watching the River Run or House Pooh Corner, get, you know, Danny's song, get everybody involved in singing. And then we move into my relationship with, Buffalo Springfield, Some Kind Woman. In honor of Russ Young, who we lost, you know, last year. That was the first song that I met him on that we started working together. And then I get into a little polka stuff with You Better Think Twice, Let the Legacy Follow Your Dreams. And then I get into the country stuff that, that Rusty and I did and that Kenny and I did, like, listen to a country song, Holiday Hotel. And then we usually take a break depending on what the theater wants. And right there I come back and it's 65 miles an hour from that point on. I do the trilogy, do the Be Free. We do You Need a Man, Your Mama Don't Dance. We Angry Eyes. All that stuff is a part of my set and my history. So I'm very, I'm very proud of the audiences that have, you know, bought the music. And I want to give them what they come to see. And I do some of my solo works probably next year. I'll be moving away from much of the Buffalo Springfield and Poco stuff and more moving into my solo works, which now that I have a keyboard player, it makes it so much easier. For a long time, I didn't have keyboards, and most of the Loggins and Messina and my solo stuff all had keyboards in it. So we're looking forward to, you know, the rest of this year. I've got some really talented musicians with me. Jack Bruno, who used to, a drummer who used to play with Tina Turner and Joe Cocker, he's joining us, and Stevie Nieves, who was with me on the 2005 and 2009 Loggins and Messina reunion, So we got some good players. It's going to be a full band, a full evening.
We're chatting with Jim Messina. Jim, I got to ask you, you know, at whatever age you are, which is, I assume, somewhere over 25.
Well, you know, Jack Benny never got over 39, and I'm going to be honest with you. I had a birthday here recently. I just turned 58, so I'm older.
You're older. So, and as a rock and roller, being older, is it hard to summon up the energy to be on tour and to do this kind of grind?
Well, it was never easy even in my 20s. In fact, I found it more difficult in my 20s than I do now.
Interesting.
I think the most difficult thing, and it's much, much different than it was in my 20s, is that getting on an airplane, you know, in 1968, 69, 1970, you sat down in two seats. There were the lovely ladies offering you steak and wine and, you know, whiskey and good times. And nowadays you're lucky to get a cracker that has salt on it.
So, oh, I know.
You know what I mean? And then you're stuffed there feeling like a sardine and like you're being impolite and you know, you're part of a cattle call. It's much different. I'd rather be in a car. In fact, we're driving, you know, into New York. I'd rather be in a car for 2 days than stuffed in an airplane for a day, because with the amount of time that it takes to get from, you know, home to 2 hours ahead of time, the travel, finding a place to park, go through, you know, the rigmarole are being tested and examined and shaken down. By the time you get to the place to get on the plane, you still got another hour and a half. And nowadays, we had to cancel their flight. Sorry.
Oh, that's true.
I'd rather just be in a car, stop at McDonald's, have a sundae, you know, cup of coffee, Starbucks, you know, shake a leg and get back in the car.
Yeah, you and everybody else, Jim, by the way. You and everybody else. And where is home for you nowadays? What state?
I live in Tennessee. We were in California for a number of years. You know, I was raised in Texas as a young boy. We moved to California, back in a part of the world that I really enjoy. I love the fact it's very family-oriented. The education is so wonderful compared to what it was in California. The people are great. There's not a lot of, you know, excessive, compulsive, dehydrated folks walking around. It's great.
Tell me, I'm really interested. We're chatting with Jim Messina. What do you mean about the education in Tennessee being better than the education in California? I have to probe a little. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I have two children. My first child went through private school for 13 years. Because it just could not get a good education where we were living. And we were living in a good area. You know, Santa Barbara has fairly decent public schools. But in order to get my son really educated so he could, you know, face the world, I had to put him in a private school. When we moved to Tennessee into Williamson County, the public schools were equal, if not better, than the private schools that I had my son in. My daughter loves being in school here.
Really?
Loves being in high school, whereas she was getting ready to have to face the drudgery of what it was going to be like to live in, you know, in California. So I mean, when your kids say, I love going to school, something must be right or wrong. I don't know. It's
That's interesting.
There's a lot of right in that wrongness.
That's so interesting. So in terms of, and we're talking about math and science, we're not talking about political indoctrination or anything.
Math,
what are we talking
and
about?
Science and okay. Art, you know, she can take mm-hmm. art classes, she can take computer classes, she can do, you know, in these schools around here, they're still doing shop and just,
that.
You know, the kinds of things that I had when I was growing up. I mean, you could take wood shop, for instance, or you
sure.
could take metal shop, or,
yep.
you know, and not everybody's going to be, you know, a college student. We need electricians. We need carpenters. We need people like that. Otherwise, the world doesn't work. So I'm just pleased that they haven't forgot about it in this part of the world, in the South. And even, you know, I'm guessing that New York has really good schools as well. I mean, I can't imagine them not.
You know, I think it depends, right? I really do. I think it really does depend. We're chatting with Jim Messina. So, and Jim, in terms of the music, when you look back fondly over the making of the music, the creation, the production, what do you think the secret sauce is to making something that becomes a hit? Is there something like that? Is there some kind of secret sauce?
I do. I think a lot of it is in the lyric and in the melody, the excitement, the energy, but most important, really people getting together, excited to play the music, and coming up with something, you know, new and fresh, or at least taking something that was familiar and turning it into something that, that people can you know, enjoy in a new and different way. It's craftsmanship. It's art. It's all an art. Not everybody likes the same piece of art. You know, not everybody's going to enjoy the same Picasso painting. Somebody will see Brunch and somebody will say, hey, this guy, I thought he used to be called a good painter. You know, when they see the cubism, they go, what? I don't get it. But that's art. And I think the same is true for music. You get good people, good musicians, good ideas, inspiration together, and you're going to come up with something. May not be a hit, but it certainly will be a good, you know, piece of art.
When you met Kenny Loggins for the first time, was it instant chemistry?
Well, at first, I wasn't sure what I was going to do there because, you know, Kenny started out as a folk artist, yeah. You know, Danny Song.
Right.
And I was already producing at CBS, and, you know, we're talking about Joe Cocker, we're talking about Leon Russell, Delaney and Bonnie, you know, Mason, Dave Mason. I wasn't sure what was there. And then I began to enjoy his excitement, again, inspiration for doing different types of music. And he had this wonderful voice that he could change and shape in any way that he wanted to. Now, when he was a songwriter working for ABC Dunhill, I think he had, you know, they hired him because, you know, they wanted a Leon Russell song. He could write a Leon Russell type song and have the voice and shape it, or a Leon Russell. And I was intrigued that he enjoyed doing that. And I realized that, you know, if I could give him the opportunity to do a diverse style of music and not just, you know, in my case with Poco, it was too rock for country and too country for rock. We were just too far ahead of our times.
Yeah.
And I did not want to see Kenny have to go through that. So his own ability to sing, his voice really gave the opportunity, that first record that we did. He could do country, you know, would listen to a country song, or he could do Blue Eyed Soul with Rock and Roll Mood, or he could do folk with Danny Song and do his more sophisticated music in his style, which would be, you know, like Christopher Robin, you know, Winnie the Pooh.
I love Christopher Robin. So, love that song.
I think that camaraderie, it finally developed into something where I really enjoyed being with him and watching him grow.
He also had very sexy eyes. Doesn't hurt.
Oh, Kenny?
Yeah. Very dreamy looking. He had that whole thing going on with the women fans. It was very good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it helps to sell records.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I mean, really, in the end, right? You just want to sell some records so people listen to your music, right? It's got to be about that, too.
Well, it's either records or salami, and I decided I'd rather sell records than salami.
I don't mean to slight your eyes, Jim. I'm sure you have dreamy eyes, too. But I remember Kenny Loggins' eyes. I do. I remember those eyes.
Well, that's good. I remember those eyes, too. Did you ever see us do... Did you ever see us do the Sandy Duncan in Disneyland?
No.
You gotta look that up on the YouTube. Kenny and I play. What was the character we play? Oh, Prince Charming. Both of us show up to kiss the princess, both believing to be Prince Charming. It is hilarious and actually very good.
I bet. I'll go check it out. Jim Messina. Well, I'm very excited that you're coming to town on Thursday night. We've got a pair of tickets to give away later in the show with a trivia question. Before I let you go, I have a question for you. What category would you say your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll? What is that? Is that blues country? Is that rock and roll country? I don't even think it fits into a category. It's just a great song.
I agree with you. And the whole idea of all of my music is for it not to fit in any category, because the moment you get categorized, you get dumped. No, it's like, oh, we don't do that anymore.
Oh,
sorry.
So, interesting.
And that's the whole question that you asked about, you know, Kenny, when I was producing him. I did not want him to fall into a category. If that's something he wants
succeeded.
To do.
Yeah.
What's that?
I think you succeeded. That's maybe one of the reasons why the music lasts. It's very timeless. It's played on a lot of different serious channels. You know, it's just great music. It's just great music.
Well, it gives the listener, even as the professional choosing to whether to play it or not, an opportunity to decide for themselves where it should go. Not that somebody says, you know, this is what this is, so you better not play it, right?
Mm. Are any of your kids musicians, budding musicians, Jim?
Well, my son actually is really a good drummer. He started out at 5, but somehow it was my fault, I think. I bought him a Pro Tools set, you know, kit, about all the kids that he was growing up with at the time at 11 or 12, got him Pro Tools.
And now he produces everybody?
And they all decided to becoming a recording engineer. So
yeah,
now he's back in Los Angeles after graduating Belmont in Nashville, and he's up to being a recording engineer again. I don't know what's wrong with him.
I don't know. Well, maybe you guys will make beautiful music together. You never know.
You bet. You bet.
Yeah. Jim Messina, thanks for joining us on the show today. And have fun. Welcome to Fairfield in a couple of days. I promise you're going to have a great time.
Hey, I wanted to tell you before I left, I found a picture of myself while we were in Loggins and Messina, and I'm wearing a Fairfield jersey, probably a football jersey.
Really?
And I love that. I love that jersey, and I lost it somewhere along the line. But I found the picture the other day, maybe two, three weeks ago, and I thought, man, I wish I had another one of these. So I may have to scour the used clothing stores to see if I can find one.
That'd be fun. That'd be so great. They'd love that. That'd be great.
All right. Well, thank you for a wonderful interview, and looking forward to that great theater. And Thursday. You said?
Thursday, the day after tomorrow. Yeah. Better get in your car soon. Exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim Messina, on the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back.